So we'll start off with a remez. Very yesaidus dika remez. It's new. I never heard it before this year. But it sheds, it's really a key to understanding what the objective of Purim is. The Gemara in Megillah says, Chayev inish lebesumi bepuria adalayada bin arhamal barach maratchay. Gemara says, the person is mechuyev to be misbasem in Purim until he can't differentiate between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So for many people, this is like the joking part of Purim. It's like the, you know, the more gishmaka part. You know, it's not, there's many mitzvahs, Megillah, Mishlech Manas, many chashiv mitzvahs, and then there's like, there's interesting thing that we do on Purim. And, you know, someone asked me yesterday, he feels like maybe it's beneath him to drink, doesn't pass. I guess he's more chashiv than Rava. And no, that was a joke. He just meant that he didn't understand the concept of drinking. So I want to explain that when we say chayiv inish lebesumi bepuria, it means that this is the peak. Now, why is it the peak? Because as we discussed yesterday in the Questions for Life share, the Yom Tovim have a specific order. They start with Pesach. Pesach is considered the first Yom Tov from a Yom Tov perspective. And we climb the ladder. And the last Yom Tov is Purim. That's the end of the Yom Tovim. And then we start again Pesach. Even though from the year it's different, but Yom Tovim are based on the seasons. And from a seasonal perspective, the world starts again in the spring, which is Nisan. You look at the world starts in the spring. We have the new year in the beginning of the fall, Rosh Hashanah, but if you look at it from the world's perspective, it starts in the spring. And therefore, the first Yom Tov is Pesach, which means Purim is the last Yom Tov. So that means that everything you attain throughout the year peaks at Purim. Now, Purim also has a peak. You could have the peak of the peak. And the peak of Purim is the last mitzvah of Purim, which the way the Rambam explains it, it's part of the Suda. The Suda usually takes place at the end. It doesn't have to be, but that's usually the way it is. And, you know, you give Matanas Le'Yemeinim, you give Mishlach Manas, and then you have your Suda, and then the peak of the Suda is what Rava says, Chayev Inish Le'Besum Be'Purya Adaliyad Ben Arham Le'Baruch Maratchai, which means that the objective of all the Yamim Tevim is to attain this Adaliyadah. That sounds strange. Adaliyada l'chay should be, you know, in the summer when you're chilling. You know, apparently, I wouldn't think that a Rosh Hashanah, a Yom Kippur, or a Shavuos should lead to a situation of adaliyada. If you'd have to describe to me what the peak of the year would be, I don't know if that would be what I would choose. So apparently, we're not understanding what it is, and therefore we have more of a childish view of it, but really it's much, much, much deeper than that, and there's a lot that could be said about this. So we'll start with the remez. The remez, Adalayada is Rosh Tevis Yada. Adalayada is Rosh Tevis Yada. That's the remez that someone told me. It's interesting, first of all, that what does it mean? Adalayada is Rosh Tevis Yada, and also it's going the other way. Yada is, it's the other way. Adalayada is Ayin Dal Yud. Yada, you read the other way. But there's a very, very important concept in this remez. I don't know who said the remez, but there is a remez like that, so we're going to dwell on the remez. Very important concept over here. We know on Shabbos, we say, the Pasuk says, Ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. On Shabbos, we know, Ladas, the purpose of Shabbos is to know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is mekadishchem, is mekadish us. That means there's a concept that on Shabbos we get that we have a deeper das in the Rebbeinu Shlolem in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's called das is considered a mechaber. Das is a connecting factor, like you see when Adam and Chava v'yeda Adam es Chava ishtoi. Das is a chibur. When someone knows something, that means he connects to it. So there's a connection. Das creates connection. That's one attribute that Das has. Another attribute that Das has is what the Gemara says, we make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, we say Atochinen Tana, we say it in Atochinen. The Havdalah we say in Atochinen. Why? So the Yerushalmi says, Im ein deya Havdalah minayin. If you can't have Deya, you can't separate. If you don't have Das, you can't differentiate. So now it seems that the purpose of Das is to differentiate, not to connect. And if you think about it, they're really opposites. One Das is called Das of Chibur. You know something, you connect to it. And the other Das is differentiation Das, Fakert, to separate, to create Pirud, to create separation, not to create connection. So which one is it? What is the purpose of Das? Is it to connect or is it to differentiate? And the answer is, before Adam Rishon did the chet of the Eitz HaDas, Das was only there to connect. The purpose of the ability of Das, of knowledge, of real knowledge, is that a person should know and connect and go higher. Why? Because there was no Ra in the Bria. The Bria was Kulei Taiv. The world was Kulei Taiv. And therefore a person attempts to connect to every aspect of the world. When Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz HaDas, Kishmai Kein Hu, Eitz HaDas Toiv Vara, the Eitz HaDas brought Ra into the Bria. And now we have a new Tachlis of Das. The purpose of Das is to differentiate. Now that there's Ra in the world, you can't just use the other Das to connect, because there's parts of the world you shouldn't be connecting to. It's Ra. Rather, the purpose of Das is Eitz HaDas Toiv Ra, to differentiate between Toiv and Ra, to make a differentiation. During the week is called Chayil, weekday, the objective of Das is Lahavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chayil, to separate. That's a person's job during the week. You go to work, you have a job, you do a shtadlus. Your objective is to separate, to use your Das to be able to differentiate between Toiv and Ra. On Shabbos, the Ra is a little bit removed. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And therefore, the main objective of Shabbos is Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mikadeshchem. Rabbi Salaya Weintraub says something very similar to this. It's the concept that the Das of Shabbos will call Das Elyein, the upper Das. The Das, the purpose is to connect. And in Shabbos, a person has the ability to connect. And during the week, you can't just connect because there's many things that are negative. So therefore, the purpose of Das is to separate. Another interesting attribute that we see on Purim is that Rizal writes that on Purim, the Or HaGonuz is revealed, the hidden light that the Rabbeinu Shlom hid is revealed on Purim. What does it mean? What it means is, what's the purpose of Or? What's the purpose of light? So the Mesil Sasharim says, we discussed it this week in the Musar for Life share, that the purpose of light is to differentiate. You turn on the light so you can tell the difference between a chair and a table, between a tree and a human. The person has to be able to know. You know, he explains that the chayshuch of the world creates a distortion, and a person thinks Toiv is Ra and Ra is Toiv. You can make a mistake. And the purpose of Oyer is to differentiate. So that means the standard Oyer that we have, the purpose is to differentiate, to be able to discern what is good and what is not good. The Or HaGonuz was the other kind of Das. The purpose of the Or HaGonuz was to connect. When you have a deep and blinding light, the purpose of that light is to see the goodness, is to be able to understand the goodness of what's going on in the world and want to connect to it. That's what the Or HaGonuz was. It's not the light to differentiate, fakert, it's the light that you're able to see the milas and want to connect and want to create a relationship. The Rabbeinu Shalom, as the Gemara says, that the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want the Rishayim to use the Or HaGonuz, and therefore he hid it for the Tzadikim La'asad Lavai. What's the logic behind that? Same thing. Because in this world there's Ra, and therefore the Or that we have in this world is mainly used for differentiation purposes. The Or HaGonuz is a light that is there to connect, and that is used on Olam Haba, when there will not be any Ra in the world anymore. Then we're going to have a revelation of this light that will guide us and show us how to relate on a deeper sense and a deeper level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we call the Or HaGonuz. So the Arizal is telling us that the Nes of Purim, the Simcha of the Nes, the tremendous Gilui that the Rebbeinu Shlom revealed himself on Purim to save Klal Yisrael from a desperate state, was a revelation of the Or HaGonuz. What does it mean, it's a revelation of the Or HaGonuz? It means like this. It means even though throughout the year you can't have the Or HaGonuz because there's Ra in the world, and you can't have the Or HaGonuz if there's Ra, on Purim you can have there is a Mechias Amalek. The Gemara in Megillah explains the reason why we read Parsha Zohar. on the week before Purim is lahaktim zechira la'asiyah, to preempt before you actually are meicha Amalek. You have to preempt it with a zechira. You have to remember about it, and then you awaken yourselves. The sinah to Amalek, that's the purpose of Parsha Zachar. And then you could do the asiyah, you could destroy Amalek. That's the Gemara says. So it means apparently from the Gemara, Purim is a gather of mechias Amalek. It's a destruction of Amalek. How? Maybe we have to explain it, but that's what the Gemara says. So that means even though, let's just get clear, even though throughout the year, we don't have the ability to destroy Amalek, right? Amalek will never be destroyed until La'asad Lavai. The reason why Amalek cannot be destroyed is because Amalek represents Ra, and there always has to be Ra in the Bria to create that balance. So therefore, Amalek is never going to be destroyed. However, there is a time in the year that we get a glimpse of La'asad Lavai, a glimpse of what it looks like that Amalek is destroyed. It's not Mamish La'asad Lavai, but it's a glimpse of that, and that's Purim. Purim, like the Gemara in Megillah says, is a mechiyah of Amalek, which means for all practical purposes, there is some sort of la'asad lavi, there's some sort of destruction of Ra in the world. And therefore, on Purim, that's the mechiyah of Amalek, and therefore, that's the oimik of what the Arizal says, that the Ar HaGonos is revealed on Purim. Because Purim is a small taste of la'asad lavi on the highest form. And therefore, the highest one that we could taste. And therefore, you could have the Ohr HaGonos. It's part of La'asad Lavai is the Ohr HaGonos. It's a revelation. There's no Ra in the world in a certain sense. It's Kulay Ta'iv. And therefore, the Ohr HaGonos can be there. The Ohr of Chibur, like we explained, to connect. That's why on Purim, the Arizal says, the Ohr HaGonos is revealed. That's what Arizal says. We'll add a piece over here. The Gemara, the Rambam writes, at the end of Hilchos Purim, that all Mayadim are going to be batal La'asad Lavai, whatever that means. Besides, for the Yom Tov of Purim, Purim is not going to be batal La'asad Lavai. And the question is why? Why is Pesach, Shavuos, such beautiful Yom Tov, and why are they going to be batal? And the answer is because every Yom Tov is the das of separation. The purpose of the Yom Tov is to be able to create a certain separation, to be able to understand, to separate the bad from the good. Pesach is Cheres, you chase away the Yetzirah, you take away the Chametz. It's all, every Yom Tov has its Avodah of separation of bad from good, which is the objective of a person in this world. That's why bad was created. And in Mela, La'asad Lavai, there's no room for such a Yom Tov because there's no Ra anymore. So that Yom Tov has no purpose, and therefore the Yom Tov are going to be Batal, whatever that means, as the Rambam says. But Purim, like we just explained, there's no Ra there. Purim is not about Ra. Purim is Fakert, a situation of La'asad Lavai that there is no Ra. It's an experience without Ra, in a certain sense. And therefore, obviously, we'll be on a higher level, but we could have Purim La'asad Lavai, because it's a La'asad Lavai Dika situation. And therefore, we could have Purim La'asad Lavai. So let's take it back to what we're discussing over here. We have to understand that this fact that we have Das, you know, the world was not supposed to be like that. Of course, the Bnei Shalom knew it was going to be like that, but that's not the objective of the world. To quote Rabbi Victor Miller, the reason why you're here is not to avoid doing Averis. That's not really your purpose. The reason why you're here is to grow in your relationship with the Bnei Shalom. Now, since you're in a situation that you have Averis, you have to remove them, and there's Ra, you have to remove it. But that's not really, that's a lower function of a human being. That's a lower function of the Das of a human being, to use it to differentiate. That's not the purpose. If you have, you know, if you're driving a car and you hit a block, you have to go around the block. The purpose is not to drive and miss blocks and don't fall into potholes. That's not why you're driving. You're driving to get somewhere. If you have a pothole, you have to avoid it. So it's a lower level, a lower form of a person utilizing his das is to differentiate between the ra and the tayyid. That's not really the objective of a person. The objective of a person is to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could take it from a emunah bitachon perspective. You know, a person does his shtadlus throughout the year, throughout the week. And his job is to be able to do what's right, not do what's wrong. You know, we have our vision of what we perceive as good and what we perceive as bad. You know, even not from a mitzvah perspective, but like a tzara, we perceive as bad. A taiva, we perceive as good. And we have our perception of things. And that's what we do throughout the week. You know, a person davens, you daven, the Bnei Shalom should save you from tzaras. It's all part of this separation of bad from good. You don't want the Bnei Shalom to make you sick, chas v'shalom. You're separating bad from good. On Shabbos, for example, we discussed previously, Shabbos is Ladas, Kein Esha Mekadishchem. Shabbos is a time that a person has the Das, so to speak, of not differentiation. His Das is to connect to the Rabbani Shalom. Hence, on Shabbos, we don't daven for personal bakashas, because that's not the objective. The objective is to come closer to the Rabbani Shalom. Kachena b'mitzvah secha, v'sein chalakena b'sayu secha. We daven for Aliyah in relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't use Shabbos to separate the bad from the good. We use Shabbos to be Eila, which is why a person that gets busy with his business on Shabbos is really a Nebuch. It's a Nebuch. He's missing an opportunity of realizing what Eilam Haba is going to look like, that everything is going to, all Ra is going to be Batal, and we're only going to be left with the Gilui of the Rabbani Shalom connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Purim, that's the, when we say on Purim, there's a revelation of the Haganas. What we mean to say is like this. Let's take one more step. Just like we understand, like when we come, let's say Pesach Malzahn has a tzara. So in his mind, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. The tzara is a bad thing. And therefore, he davens to the Rabbani Shalom to take away the tzara, or he has betachan, or he tries to do skulus or whatever, to remove the tzara. From the Rabbani Shalom's perspective, it's not bad. It's good. It's the greatest thing that ever happened. But we don't have the ability to understand it from the Rabbani Shalom's perspective, and therefore we perceive it as bad, which is why we daven, and we throughout, you know, we choose good from bad. We daven, we try to make a choice. All these avodas that we do throughout the week are opportunities for us to be able to separate, to differentiate between bad and good. If a person would be on the level to be able to look at it from the Rabbani Shalom's perspective, he would really never daven, because he's very happy the way his situation is, even though he doesn't understand it, but he knows that what the Rabbani Shalom wants is perfect for him, and he would be perfectly happy with that situation. That would be a mashal, so to speak, of a person having not a idea of separation, not a idea of differentiating between what I perceive as bad and what I perceive as good, but a idea of understanding that everything is really good, and therefore that's a much higher level of idea. Let's explain it. On Purim, when the Gemara says, when Rava says the peak of, after all the Yom Tovim, like we explained, all the Yom Tovim are, so to speak, on the lower level. The purpose is to separate ourselves from the negativity, to be able to grow, but by separating ourselves from the things that disturb our Aliyah. Purim being the peak, Zok Rava, Chai Vinish Libesumi Bepuria, Adal Yad Ben Arham Labarach Martchai, Rava is telling us, Amar Degazach, he's telling us on Purim, a person has the ability, since it's a situation of loss of love, in a certain sense, now we still have das, we still have the regular das, that we see what's good, we see what's bad, we know there's a Haman, we know there's a Mardukhai, we know there's Toiv, we know there's Ra, we have to differentiate between them. When a person is on a peak level of Simcha, he is supposed to be, when a person drinks Yayin, we'll see in a second, you know, I'll give you another example. What's the purpose of Yayin? So on one hand, we make Havdalah on Yayin, right? You make Havdalah on wine. It's Yayin is used to differentiate. You separate, being Kiddush L'chol. On the other hand, you make Kiddush on Yayin too. And Kiddush is the Ladas Kinesh Mekadishchem. It brings you closer. Yayin has the ability to bring a person closer. Or Yayin is also could be used to differentiate, which is why we're Mavdil on Yayin. That's why, by the way, women do not drink from the case of Havdalah, because the whole concept of Havdalah was something that was created through the Eitz Hadas, like we said, and therefore women that caused the Eitz Hadas don't drink from wine of Havdalah, it's the minik. Comes from this concept, the Eitz Hadas was Yayin, according to one sheet in the Gemara, and therefore that Yayin was the Yayin of Tevin Ra, which is the Yayin of Havdalah. The Yayin of Kiddush, the women have no problem drinking, because that's the Yayin that was there from before Eitz Hadas, that's the Yayin of connecting. That Yayin is beautiful, a woman could drink from that Yayin. A whole year, when a person gets shikr, you're not supposed to lose your das. You're supposed to be able to differentiate. That's our purpose in this world, to differentiate. We're supposed to be able to separate tov and ra. And therefore, yayin, when a person drinks too much yayin and he gets shikr throughout the year, it's a terrible thing, because he's destroying his das. He's destroying his ability to be able to know bein tov l'ra. You have to know bein tov l'ra, because there's ra in the world. There's one day that's the exception to this rule, and that is on Purim. The peak, Purim being the peak, you know, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov has a little bit of taste of this. But Purim is the peak of it. Purim has the peak of a situation where there's no Ra in the world. There's no Ra. Ra doesn't exist. Now, of course, to us, you look around, you see, it seems like there's Ra. That's true, but it doesn't change the facts. That's what Purim is. The Ohr HaGanuz means that that there's no Ra. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Mevatel Amalek. It's a Mechias Amalek. That's what happens every Purim. A person has to believe that. Just like in the times of the Megillah, there was a Mechiyah on Amalek. It wasn't complete, but there was a Mechiyah. So too, every year, it gets reignited, that Mechiyah of Amalek. The purpose of what Rava is saying is not that a person should drink and get silly and lose his mind. The reason why a person loses his mind is that a person should try to get a taste of what really Das is. What are you really supposed to do? What's really the purpose? How really should a man think? A man should not be thinking, this is good, this is bad, and therefore I daven, the Ribbono Shel Olam should remove this, the Ribbono Shel Olam should give me this. That all comes from a lower level. If we understand it from the Ribbono Shel Olam's perspective, if we would be able to, we would want, whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants is great. We wouldn't, this is not bad, this is not good, everything's great. In the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes, so to speak, everything's great. That's what it means, when a person drinks properly on Purim, obviously has to drink properly, but if he drinks properly, he is in such a state of simcha that all the things that bothered him throughout the year, all of a sudden don't matter anymore. Now you could think they don't matter because a person fadimyans himself and they're not there anymore. That's not the pshat. A person is libesumi bepuri, a person gets so involved in the yomtiv, of the yomtiv of kulay taiv, that even the things that are bad are really taiv, so to speak. There's no ra anymore. That's the purpose. That's what happens on Purim. The objective of a person getting shikur is that a person should get so involved in the yomtiv that he should lose his senses of being able to differentiate between taiv l'ra, because that's not the objective anymore. The objective is just to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll use a powerful term. The objective is that a person should have an intimate relationship with their Ribbono Shel Olam. The fact that you approach the Ribbono Shel Olam by davening and you ask him for this and you want him to remove this, you're supposed to do it. There's a mitzvah to daven. But it demonstrates a separation between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam because he wants it this way. Now, he wants you to daven, I agree, but look at it objectively. The Ribbono Shel Olam is doing something and you want him to change what he's doing for you. That's really what you want, which you're supposed to want. That's a person's avayda. But really, it's not the perfect. In a perfect world, a person would be wonderful, whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam does. We're not on that level, and rightfully so. That's human beings are not on that level, and therefore we don't understand it like the Ribbono Shel Olam understands it. But on Purim, the objective is to realize that Ar Haman Baruch Martcha, it's all Taiv. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is Be'etzem Taiv, so to speak. And therefore, when a person's able to attain that through Yayin, the Yayin that a person drinks on Purim makes a person lose his Das, Adala Yada, Bein Ar Haman Baruch Martcha. He loses his lower level Das, so to speak, which creates separation, which says, no, this is bad, this is good. And he's able to attain Yada. That's Adala Yada is Rashi Tevis Yada. Because you're able to look at it from the other perspective, the other way. It goes the other way. It's in the Ribbono Shel Olam's perspective that Haman and Mordechai are really just puppets. And everything is Taiv. Everything is from their Ribbono Shel Olam. And you're not, it's important to understand, you're not hallucinating. You're not fooling yourself. That's really the way it is. Just throughout the year, we don't have the ability to do it, because we're not on that level. But on Purim, a person has the ability to do it. And I'll add a piece over here. This is they say from the Chassid, I don't remember who they say it over, from one of their Rebbes, that the reason why we drink on Purim is that since Kalap Paishet Yad Naistam Lai, since there's such an intense relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that whatever a person asks, he'll get. So we don't want a person to ask for anything. You never know what he'll ask for. So therefore, we tell a person to drink, and he shouldn't ask. He shouldn't ask for things that he shouldn't be asking for. It's the Vart I see over him. I say it over him, somebody. I don't remember what to say it over him. And really, it's shver to understand, obviously, because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you to ask for to save you. What's the point? It's much, much deeper than that. The point is that when you're in this matziv, that's not, of course, a person should daven Purim. I'm not saying a person shouldn't daven Purim. But it's much, much deeper than that. A person should realize that you're trying to get to that matziv of realizing that what you think is bad is really good. And really, the Ribbono Shel Olam's in charge, and you don't care. It doesn't bother you anymore. The separation that separates you from the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is your intelligence, which your perception of how the world should run and how you think things should be, gets removed on Purim. That's the objective. And that's what he means, that a person should get shikur, he shouldn't daven. What's the point? Because a person should realize that it all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And really, he shouldn't want to daven. Now, of course, a person should daven. I'm just bringing out a concept. When a person gets shikur, yeah, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it. The Ribbono Shel Olam has his way of doing it, and I accept it. b'simcha shlema, because they understand that I don't understand bein arham labarach martchai. That's the objective of the Yom Tov HaPurim. And really, a person should think about this. It's a very, very powerful tool that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us. And it's a shad that a person should make it into a day of jokes and a day of losing his seichel in the sense that he's not oila. A person should try to utilize the opportunity to be oila, to try to be oila and get a little bit of a glimpse of what it means to arhaganas, what it means to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what it means to remove that separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, on when we say Mechias Amalek, you know, there's different ways to describe Amalek, the different ways to explain what Amalek did. But the main way, or one of the main ways, is Asher Karcha Baderech. Amalek, Karcha is a lotion of cool. Amalek cooled it off. Chazal Darshan, like that. He cooled off the fire. Amalek cools off a person's passion for his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, his passion for his Avedis Hashem. Amalek diminishes a person's ability to be able to feel the fire of Avedis Hashem. That's what Amalek wants. And how does he do that? By creating a separation between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now you don't feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam really cares. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really care? Is it really so important? But by the Yom Tov HaPurim, Chazal say there was a tremendous Avas Anes. There was a tremendous Avas Hashem. That's Kimo V'Kiblu. They're Mekabel the Torah again. We remove the separations, we remove the barrier between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the passion, that's the fire that a person should try to feel when he gets shikar, when he tries to drink on Purim, tries to get involved in the Suda. It's a matzav of Ahavas Hashem. It's a matzav that a person is trying to rekindle the burning desire that we are supposed to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't necessarily feel it. And on Purim, we have the ability to rekindle it through the Ayin. Through the Yayin of Purim, a person has the ability of Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Said, person's secrets, the pnimius of a person, the inner, the what's really going on inside a person comes out, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, revealed what's going on inside him, if we could use that term. So to a person, we're supposed to reveal what's going inside, who you really are, what's your real relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when a person is able, tries, it's not about the object, it's not about the result, it's about the trying. When a person tries to be able to attain that level, and even if a woman doesn't drink, but a person could try to get the hergish from the simcha to let loose a little bit the separation between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam and appreciate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person tries to get attain that level in a certain sense, even though it's not going to last the whole year, but it brings a person a drop closer to the goal of V'hoya Hashem L'melech HaKalah Etzbe M'huyi Hashem Echad U'Shme'echad. When we have a little bit of a taste of this concept, we're bringing it closer, we're bringing the Giloy of the Shekhinah closer. And that is our objective, and it's our opportunity to appreciate it. And the more we utilize the opportunities the Ribbono Shel Olam hands to us, and try to get as involved as we can, instead of looking down on it or minimizing it, but rather appreciating it and realizing the opportunity that we have, Be'ezer Hashem will be zeicha to have that yidia, which is why we end off the Shoshana Siakev, l'hoidia shekol kivecha le'yevayishu v'le'yikam al'netzach kalachaysabach. The adila yada, the fact that you don't know, the fact that you're not differentiating anymore, is what's going to give you the real yidia. L'hoidia shekol kivecha le'yevayishu v'le'yikam al'netzach. Then a person can attain the yada, the real yediyah, the yediyah that we would love to live with, which is not practical on a typical day, but that real yediyah a person can attain if we just try to attain it, and then Be'ezer Hashem, that yediyah will last the entire year. Be'ezer Hashem, a small taste of kol kevecha, le'yevayishu, v'le'yikom, v'le'netzach, kalachaysimbach, a person that lives with the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person that lives with Amunah B'tachin, will always be saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it seems like that or not. And on Purim, we get a little taste of that, and Be'ezer Hashem, that taste should continue with us throughout the year.